So then I decided that Canada would be no safer than the United States. I could think of no other place in the Western Hemisphere where a Negro would be treated as a human being, where that the race problem would be understood, and where people would not look upon me as a criminal, but as a victim of a trumped-up charge. And so in thinking that I had to leave, I remember that I had twice been to Cuba. I remember that the Cuban people were very sympathetic toward the oppressed Afro-American people in the United States. I also remembered that the Cuban people had divorced themselves from the fellowship of capitalist oppression, from the fellowship of racist nations. And I realized that the Cuban people could analyze my problem without being influenced by racial prejudice and racism. So then I decided that it would be better for me to come to Cuba.
Before we went to Cuba, we used to send the Crusader there, and they would run some of our stories in their newspapers. So the Cuban people, a lot of them were aware of our struggle in the United States. So we met one particular man, and Robert was telling him about our newsletter, The Crusader, and how we used to publish it in the United States. And he said, yes. I said, well, why don't you put it out again here? And Rob said, well, I don't know that I can. And he said, well, I work in a print shop. I'll go to my print shop and see if the people will do it. Said, I think we'll do it for nothing. We'll print it for you. And so he went to his print shop and they called the union folk together, and they decided, yes, we will print this for Robert Williams free of charge. And so that's how the Crusader got started in Cuba, the Crusader in Exile.
I started appealing to readers everywhere to protest to the U.S. government, to the U.S. Justice Department, to protest the fact that there was no 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution in Monroe, and that the city officials, the local bureau of the FBI in Charlotte, the governor of the state of North Carolina, and all of these people were in a conspiracy to deny Negroes their constitutional rights under the 14th Amendment.